Well, tonight I'm looking forward to sharing God's word with you on what I call the fixed life. There's a certain quality of life mentioned in the Word of God that looks pretty appealing. Actually, it looks very exciting. I think all of you would love to partake in this particular quality of life. So you know what? I'm going to share it with you tonight and how you can get it and maintain it. Now, there's no extra charge for this. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ paid for it. The only cost would be a mental acceptance and then the utilization of the qualities of patience and persistence. And that's it. That's all that it will take. So what do you think? You ready to take a look at something that could really bless your life? Okay. Well, I got an agreement from my wife here. And, of course, I can't hear anybody else, but sure grateful that we can be so blessed to get into God's Word on this particular subject. So let's get into it. Yes, I call it the fixed life. And I'm not talking about your life is broken and we fix it, though really until you got born again and became a child of God and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit with Christ within, you were probably broken. I know I was. But because of the presence of that gift of Holy Spirit, we've got a new lease on life. We have eternal life. So here we go. Let's take a look at what it is, what this fixed life is, and then how we can incorporate it in our own life. So let's go to Psalms 57 to start. And as we look at the scriptures about the fixed life, we'll be able to pick up some of these keys on how to have it and maintain it. So look forward to catching on to those keys, and I'll try to remind you of some of them as well. Okay? So here we are, Psalm 57, verse 6. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves, Selah. You know, here we see a situation here where somebody's going to try to mess us up, right? Set a trap for us, for our steps. We're bowed down. They're digging this pit for us to trip in. And yet they're the ones that will fall in. Verse 57 says, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Well, here the psalmist had his heart fixed. Again, not necessarily broken, but this word fixed in the Hebrew means steadfast or fully established. And in his heart, he was set. He was established. Nothing was going to interrupt him, no nets for tripping, no pit that would trip him up as well. But his heart was fixed, and he repeats it again, and then he sings and gives praise. And really, when we have that confidence and that boldness, and we know that God is working with us and for us, we do sing, don't we? We sing praises, because we're confident of what God has done for us. And that's the case here. And that's a great key. We want to have that confidence of heart, knowing that God is our Father, that He takes care of us, regardless of things that are out there that will trip us up. Nope, our heart is fixed, O God, our heart is fixed. And that's why we sing praises all day long. Yes. And this word Selah, as a side note, it has two meanings. It means pause or a musical note. I know a musical group that call themselves Selah. But how this word is used, it's used to connect and emphasize. And we can see how it's used here to connect these different thoughts and emphasize that his heart was fixed. You know, it takes the transition of being tripped up, possibly, to saying, no way, I am fixed. I'm steadfast. I'm established with the things of God. I'm going to sing and give praise. Nothing's going to interrupt my lifestyle. Well, take a look at Psalm 108. Psalm 108, verse 1. A song of David. This is from David, of course. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. So again, David here, his heart was steadfast. It was established. His heart is fixed. He knows who he is. He has that confidence. He has the boldness no matter what's going on. And David sure took on a lot of situations, a lot of challenges. But we see him praising God. These psalms that he's written, my goodness, you know, many of them were to be sung. And he just gives God the glory. So his heart is fixed, steadfast. And what that kind of, something that clicks in my mind is, in light of this word fixed or steadfast, it's like Portland cement. I used to do some work as a stonemason in New England for a couple years. And I would mix up the cement. I'd take a bag of Portland cement, pour it in a tub, and then I'd put some water in there and mix it all up. And then we would put it into forms, and we'd have to do it pretty quick because within an hour or two, it would get very hard. And over time, it would be rock hard. And that's how I see this. You know, my heart is fixed. Yeah, things are just shifty all over, but I get it, the mix right, and I'm solid rock right now for my Lord. I believe him. I trust in him. Well, Psalm 112, verse 7. Take a look at that one. Psalm 112, verse 7. It says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Well, why wouldn't he be afraid of evil tidings? His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. So again, we see regardless of evil tidings, his heart is fixed. How? Trusting the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Boy, this is how you fix that heart. You get it fixed by trusting in the Lord. And when evil tidings come, you don't freak out. You don't go all nervous. You don't get, what am I going to do? No. You are a child of God. You have Christ in you. You have the Creator of the heavens and the earth on your side. He's your Father. So we trust in him. So when those evil tidings come, our heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Well, this word fix, by the way, the three uses that we've seen here, is a Hebrew word kun, and is translated many other words as you look it up in a concordance. 27 times it's translated established, and that's what it means. It means to be established, set up, fully prepared. I like the word fixed. I think that does communicate, doesn't it? Well, what have we seen here that connects this word fix to how it works? Well, we see we need to have that assurance, that confidence, if we're going to have a fixed heart. We sing because we know that God is on our side. So we take action in praising him. We're not afraid of negatives, because we trust in the Lord. So these are some of the things we're learning on how to have this fixed heart. And we do what God says to do, because his way is always the right and best way. Now, in the New Testament, there are some other words, and one in particular that we're going to look at, that's similar to this Hebrew word that we've looked at, and that's sterazo in the Greek, and it means to be steadfast or set firmly. Let's look at Romans 16:25. Go to Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. That word establish, using the King James Version, is this word sterazo, and it's steadfast, it's established. Now unto him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Wow. You know, with that great message of the mystery, the gospel, the preaching of Jesus Christ, we have that power to be established, to be fixed, to have steadfastness in the depths of our heart. Well, look at 1 Thessalonians, if you would. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And in this wonderful verse, we see, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Verse 13, to the end that he may establish your hearts, what? Unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. So we want to abound in love one toward another, towards all men. Why not? This is how God has given us the capacity to love. We have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that abides within, Romans 5:5. So we want to be established in our hearts, fixed in our hearts, knowing that, heck, we've got the hope of Christ's return at any time. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, verse 16, chapter 2, verse 16, 2 Thessalonians. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation. Now, what does that mean, everlasting consolation? Well, the word consolation means to comfort or to encourage. And he's giving us that. He has given us everlasting comfort and encouragement. It's like hearing the manifestations of tongues of interpretation or prophecy all day long, I guess, huh? But this is what God gives us. He encourages us. He comforts us. And it goes on to say, and good hope through grace. Okay, verse 17. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work and word and work. So we are established. God comforts our heart so that we can do great words for him, great work for him. So as we hold forth the words of life, we stay strong. We are steadfast. We know that God is always there comforting us, encouraging us. We know his great grace. So he has established us. He has set this so fast within our hearts. Yep. Look at chapter 3, verse 3. This is another one here. Let's catch it while we're in the 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Wow. God is faithful. He's going to establish you. He's going to set you. He's going to have you steadfast, keep you solid. He's going to keep you from evil. Evil may come your way, but the Lord is the one that will knock him out of the way. You see? Because we stay steadfast. We are fixed in our hearts. We know that we've been established in light of the eternal spirit that is within us. God is faithful. So we can take on any and everything because we're his child. And he's given us that ability to do so. Let's go to James chapter 5, verse 8. Be ye patient, also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now, if that's not a reason to be set in your hearts on the great truths of who you are in Christ in light of the coming of the Lord coming anytime soon, I don't know. If it was just that, we should be so blessed, so excited, knowing that Christ is going to be coming back for us. And it's at any time. So we can be patient. We can be established in our hearts, knowing that he's coming back for us. So these are some great realities here. And I trust you see where I'm getting at with what I've shared with you out of God's word, that we work with our heart. I know things are difficult sometimes and a little scary out there with the world screaming and yelling all kinds of different things and throwing new stuff at us. But you know what? We have the assurity of God's word. We can trust in him. Right? We can have confidence in him. We can have that fixed life. And these are the points we want to remember in light of having a fixed life, because we have the confidence in him. We sing about it. We trust in the Lord. We're not afraid of negative influences. We follow God's word, the gospel. We believe who we are in Christ. We grab onto the hope, knowing that he's coming back at any time. Knowing all the good things we have as sons of God, we can certainly live the fixed life. Having confidence, we can sing every day, because my heart is fixed, Lord. My heart is fixed. Amen?
Amen.
Well, Father, thank you for how you've loved us and take care of us, and that we can just implement some of these great realities in our lives so that we can live strong for you, that we can be our very best for you, and we are grateful that we can stand for you and be your children and live this fixed life. So I pray for your people tonight, for everybody that's a part of this fellowship tonight, for them just recognizing the truth of your word and living it and incorporating it in their lives. So take care of them, Father. Heal them. Bless them. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.